Today is Daf Samach Gimel. We're going to start with Daf Samach Beis on the base, towards the bottom. Let's start from Tanya, okay? It's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. Tanya Rechem Oimrim Hikdin Mulim Le'arelim Koshen. It says in the Mishnah. Makdim Mulim Yarelim. Koin has dol makshav. He has a kavana. He's going to shecht on Pesach l'shem Mulim, and he's also going to shecht l'shem Arelim. Two people. So the shail is, according to the Mishnah, all depends what the first kavana. If the first kavana was for Mulim, it's A-OK. If the first kavana was for the Arelim, then it's pasul. Okay, that's the Mishnah. All depends on the first makshav. Tanya, well, it's not the Mishnah. This is a Braisa. Tanya, this is the Shita of Acherim. Who is Acherim? Acherim is always Rabbi Meir. Right? Ein Adam Yochel Lam Nasev Daitoi. He was called an Acher, an outside, another opinion. Acherim Aymrim Hiktim Mulim Larelim Kosher. However, Arelim Mulim Pasol. So, Frek the Gemara. What's the chilek? Why lefi shita from Meir is there chilek in the seder hadavadim? Maish ma mulim aleilim the kasha. What's the pshat that mulim aleilim because kasha? Why the kular or lebinon? If you mak the mulim aleilim it's kasha. Why the kular lebinon? The lekom because you need in order to make it possible, it must be entirely kol orel lo yoychalba. We had the drasha on the previous staff, or maybe 2 days ago. Kol means, according to one of Mahalach, to the Mahalach and the Gemara, but according to Mahalach and the Gemara, Kol means the only time it's going to be possible when it's Shech L'Shem Orla is when it's Kol Orla Yechalba, it's a drasha. The whole carbon must be L'Shem Arela. But if there's one Shtikel Machshava L'Shem Mulim, then it's going to be okay. So Maishna Mulim Arelim, the Kasha, the Kula Orla Binim Balekon. You have to have the kula of the oil bin of Lekha. So Mela, since you have over here at least, since you have at least a shtickle, degree of not arelim, it's going to be okay. The kula oil bin of Lekha, arelim lemulim nami. If that's the case, so arelim lemulim nami. If you have kavana was first for an arelim, but then you would say, but not only for arelim, but also one kavana for mulim. Nami, it also should be kosher. Why? Nami kula al bin avalaka. Okay, so that's a very simple question. What's the chilek? Enter the Gemara, leimo kasavar acherim, you know what Mishad is? Eina l'shchita ela b'soif, uchidarova, diyamarova, adayin hi machlekes, period. You know, the Gemara here says, mamish a mouthful. Now basically what this means is, eina l'shchita ela b'soif, Shas Hashchita, what is the critical moment which there the kavana counts? Is it the entire process, every single moment, or is it the very, very, very last moment? If it's going to be the very, very last moment, it's impossible for a person to have a double machshava during that moment. Impossible. There only can be, in the smallest amount of time, a single machshava. So if you hold Eina L'Shchita Ela L'Besoif, then there's only going to be one machshava. If you hold now, what's going to be that one machshava? The first. What's the first? I'm having a double kavana. I'm having a kavana lemulim uli arelim for mulim and arelim. When is that machshava triggered? When does it become active? At the very, very last moment. At the very last moment, how much room is there for machshavas to be chal? There's only enough room for a single machshava to be chal. Which one will we apply? The first. To fight Lashon Rishon. What was your first machshava? All depends. If it was l'shem mulim, it's kosher. If it was l'shem arelim, pasul. Because we hold eina l'shchita ela l'besoif. The moment of that's critical to shchita is the very, very last moment. That very, very last moment, he only has enough space and time for one machshava, and the only machshava we're going to accept is going to be the first of the two machshavas. But if you hold yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'yatsoif, every single moment of the Shlita is critical, you can get in a million machshavas. There's no limit to how many machshavas you can get in. Then in a chlam, it would not make one bit of a difference which machshav you had first, areilim or mulim, you can get in both machshavas. So since there is some degree of mulim, it's not kula areilim, it's not kol orel, it would be kosher. This is the so we have to one step at a time. The first thing we have to know is, eino l'shchita ela l'besayf. Because if we were to hold yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atsayf, you would be able to insert multiple machshavas, and if you can insert the multiple machshavas, it automatically means that it's not entirely l'shem areilim, it's partially l'shem mulim, and if it's not entirely l'shem areilim, it does not violate the Torah's directive of kol orel lo yoychal ba, it's kosher. So the first thing we got to get out of the way is that eino l'shchita ela l'besayf. Okay, that's the Ershazah. Now, here comes the second level. Even if you hold eino l'shchita ela l'besayf at the very, very last moment, who says he can't get into machshavas? Why not? Set it up in advance. I'm setting up in advance. There's going to be a machshava part for a mulim, part for a reilim, and when you come to that very last moment of shchita, both of my machshavos should be chal. Why can't you do it? That is why we need rava. See, because if you're going to hold yesh and l'shchita, then to talk about it, it's for sure going to be kosher. And so now we're doing in one. Now we're in only one moment. Uchidu rava. What does rava say? The amar rava adayin hi machlekes. Now, what exactly is Daini Machlokes? Let's read at least the beginning of Rashi. Maybe we'll try the entire Rashi. It's very easy. Here we go. A Daini Machlokes, Gabai, Tfoy Slosh and Rishon, in the Sugi of Tfoy Slosh and Rishon. What do we mean? The Ifligi Bar Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi is Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi in the following case. But Oimer Harezu Tmuras Oila Tmuras Shlomen. When a person says, when a person has an animal in front of him, and the person says he wants the animal to be a double tumura, tumura of an oila and a tumura of a shlam. So what's the halacha? According to Meir, harei zu tumuras oila divrei Rabbi Meir. Right? It's very simple. Because Rabbi Meir holds tvoi sloshim rishon. The tvoi sloshim rishon. Rabbi Yossi Aimer, no. Dvarav kayamin. Why? Daf bigmar dvarav adadim nitvas. Okay, that's a classic machlekes. So what is the animal? The animal has a double kedusha, an oila and a shlamim. You have to sell the animal, let it graze, get a blemish, sell the animal. With the money, you buy two smaller animals, one for oila, one for shlamim. So that's a classic machlekes. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, harezu tumras oila, tumras shlamim. Does it get one kedusha? Does it get two kedusha? Rabbi Meir says, tefois, lashain, rishain. Rabbi Yossi says, Adam nitvas afilu bigmar dvarav. There's two kedushas. Okay, now here comes the lumbus. The bailuhu, the gemara, the following shaila. Here's what we found gemara, the next section of the Rashi. Omar chetzio oilav chetzio shlamin. When did Rabbi Meir say tefoit sloshen rishain? That's when you said tumras oilo shlamin. Because when you said tumras oila, you never limited the oila. But let's say lefi Rabbi Meir, you would say chetzia. You would, right from the very get-go, you would apologize and say, listen, I'm going to say two things now. I have no intent that when I say the first lashon, it should right away take over. I don't want any hostile takeovers. No hostility. I'm telling you right now, chetzia. Cut the animal down in half. Half the animal is going to be oil of chetzia shlamin. So the Gemara has a dilemma. What would Rabbi Meir say in this instance? In this instance, do we say that Rabbi Meir admits to Rabbi Yehuda that it's 50-50? Or do we say that even in this case, Rabbi Meir disagrees and he says once on half of the animal it's chal, oila, there's a hostile takeover. And it's dispassionate. And the whole animal is an oila and it's too late for anything to be left for the sham to be chal. So that's the word shaila. Ibayalhu amar chetzi oila, v'chetzi shlamim. Mi moide bar Rabbi Meir oila. Does Meir admit? Mi amrinan? Do we say taima the Rabbi Meir? What's the law? Let's discuss the classic, right? The classic case. What's the classic case? Harezu turas oila turas shlamin. What was your kavana when you said turas shlamin after you already said turas oila? Nimlach, I changed my mind. I said oila, and now I changed my mind. I want it to be a shlamin. I changed my mind. Since the chal shem oila, once oila is chal, it's too late. Too late poka. It doesn't go off. There's no way you can change your mind. But let's say you would say I only want to be 50%. You can't say this. What do we say? Since the pashta be kedushas oila bereisha. But we say then it's not going to be nispashi. There's no nimlach. When you say I only want half of the animal to be a carbon oila and half to be a carbon shlamim, so then you make it's not nimlach. You're not changing your mind. You are initially declaring you only want 50-50. Then it will work. By Dilmar, do we say no? Cave in the pashta be kedushas oila bereisha. Or we say it's not totally nimlach. It has nothing to do with nimlach. It has to do with the mitzias. Once kedusha is applied to an animal, it's out of your control. Automatically, the kedusha is nispashet. Once I say I want half the animal to be in oila, it has a life of its own. The kedusha is nispashet, and it spreads to the whole animal. Okay, so that's the Gemara's dilemma. Okay, so very clear so far. So what's the answer? So here is a machlokes amoroyim. A machlokes amoroyim to be mazbir, the lomdis of the Tana Rabbi Meir. The other Abaya. B'chavadai moidir Rabbi Meir. Abaya says the lomdis of Rabbi Meir is nimlach. Changing your mind. You can't change your mind. But if you initially make it clear that you're not changing your mind, you only want to be 50-50, it works. Here's what we need to Al Gemara. Rava Amar. No, that's not the lomdis. Kedusha has a life of its own. You can't control Kedusha. Once Kedusha touches the animal, that's it. It takes over. It's the spashate. Rava Amar. Dani Machloikis. Okay. Now, okay, so far so good. Now we go by. Now this part gets a little more complicated. This is mamish heavy duty lomdish kodrim stuff. The oyser Rav Abaya, Rav now challenged Abaya from the sugya of the ashech that says zevach lechol kezayis b'chutz kezayis l'mochar. Ah, you shecht an animal. Shalom aleichem. You shecht an animal. Okay, in the middle of a long Rashi, a long Rashi, and Hilchon and Kachem Rashi. Okay, daf samachim lamed aleph. Samachim lamed aleph. It's about I don't know, like the 10 lines. Then after it gets wide, after it gets small, it's a little. Now here's a lamed case. You eis to revel abaya. The asheichid es a zevach lechol kezayis b'chutz kezayis l'macha. What's the case? Now let's discuss the case of piggle. Piggle is what's the lamed of piggle? Chazar piggle. I have kavana. I want you to kazayis of the carbon chutz lizman. Right, that's piggle. So what's halacha? If you do the avoda, it becomes piggle. And if you eat the meat, you chayv karis. It's piggle. There's a tanai. The only time piggle is chal is when the only problem in the carbon is zman. If there's another psul in the carbon besides zman, then it's not pigal. It's lamasha. For example, I have a carbon. I do the shvita with the machshava. I'm going to eat it chutz lizman. Let's do the reverse. Okay, I'm sorry, that way. Everyone agrees to the following case. I shech the carbon. When I do the shvita, I have kavana. I'm going to eat it chutz lemekoyma. I'm going to eat a kazayis basar outside of Yerushalayim. Then I do the Kabbalah. When I do the Kabbalah, I have Kavana. I'm going to eat a kazayis chutz lezman. So the shaila is this carbon going to be pigal? The answer is definitely not. Why? Oh, but I had a machshava, I'm going to eat a kazayis basar chutz lezman. Yeah, but you also had a machshava that you're going to eat a kazayis chutz lemekoymai. So there's more than one problem. There's, in addition to the machshava chutz lizman, there's also machshava chutz limikoymoy. That is mafkiah the carbon midei pickle. The only time a carbon is pickle is when the only problem in the carbon is a machshava chutz lizman. If there is an additional problem in the carbon besides chutz lizman, it's not pickle. Now that case is certainly true where the machshava chutz limikoyma came before the machshava chutz lizman. But here we're now going to discuss the case where first you have machshava chutz lizman, and then you have a later machshava, later in the avodah chutz limikoyma. So maybe once you start off with machshava chutz lizman, it's already established that it's pigle, and a machshava later on can ruin it midei pigle. So let's see. So here comes Abai. Let's see Rav Bilabai. Rav is the kashva Abai. Yashaycher is a zevach lechol kzayis bechutz. Okay, chutz is what? Not pigle. Chutz is puzzle. Kezayis, the second machshava was lemochor. Oh, that's pigle. Dikapol, the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Rabbanon. V'yomar Rabbi Meir, and he says what? Tefoyis loshon rishon. Follow the first loshon. What do we mean? Tefoyis loshon rishon. The Kapol Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. V'yomar Rabbi Meir. Tefoyis loshon rishon. Dikamar ze'aklal kol shemachshav zman kodmo lemachshav es pigle. Anytime Zman comes first, it's Pigel the Chaimel of Chorus. Lo Yishna B'Avoyda Achas, the Lo Yishna B'Shtei Avoydos, Shechishev B'Avoyda Shnia Machsheves Psul Bosa Machsheves Pigel, Lo Nifka Lo Midei Pigel, Ditfois Loshen Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda says, you always follow the first. And therefore, if the first machshava was zman, it's pigle. If the first machshava was mokoim, it's not pigle. The rabbanon savri af bigmar dvarav hu nitfas v'havu lebuchad avoid the erev machshavos v'loy kora madikim mitzvasa. Okay, so according to the rabbanon basically hold like Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Yehuda, that if you have a double machshava in a carbon, part of it, one part is chutz lizman, one part chutz l'mekoymoy, there are two machshavas. There are two problems.
So let me ask, according to the Rabbanon, so why can't there be chazer?
What? There's no chazer. No, the person is not, it's too late. There's no chazer. There's no chazer by kachem. There's no chazer. If you have a double machshava, it's...
No, but according to the Rabbanon, lomnish-wise, why can't you have? If you hold it, it's two distinct things. You can negate your original...
It's not two different things. The two things are not contradictory. They're not contradictory. I'm going to need one kezayis, or both of them, the same kezayis, tomorrow outside
the
Bais HaMikdash.
What's the kind of soul it is? Is it a different carbon you bring?
No, it's not pigle. Pigle is kares. If you eat meat from a carbon that's pigle, the person is chayif kares. If you eat meat from a carbon that's posel, there's only a chayif loisaseh. There's no chayif kares. Very big nafkanina. If you have a carbon, and the carbon is pigle, and you eat it, there's a chayif kares.
So is it chutz lizman on purpose? I want to eat it because let's say I know that the carbon is one day and I'm going to eat it 2 days.
Yes, you're doing it on purpose.
You forgot that.
No.
Is
it doesn't make a difference.
Carbon.
It doesn't make a difference. Well, it doesn't show you. It doesn't make a difference. Whether you know you or you do not know. If a person has a machshava, that is going to eat the basar chutz lizman, it's chal on the basar a din pigle. Okay. Now, that means if you eat the basar, there's a chiv karis. Karis is serious business.
But it's only during shechita or nachta?
Machshav is pigle is all for avoidus. All for avoidus. Shechita kabal halacha zrika. You do an avoida, and b'shas te avoid, you have machshava that you can eat it, and you can eat it. B'shas te avoid, you have kavon, you can eat it chutz lizman. What's the halacha? It's pigle. You eat pigle, what's the halacha? You eat pigle, there's a chiv karis. Now let's take another case. Yavkavon, I'm eating chutz l'mekoymoy in the wrong place. Chutz l'mekoymoy, is that pigle?
No.
So if you eat the basa, what's the halacha? Basa pasul. So what are you chayef eating the basa? Allah sase, not kars. Let's say you have both machshavos. I'm going to eat this basa. I'm going to eat it chutz l'mekoymoy. man, I'm gonna chutz l'zman. So what would you say?
Number one.
Let's not get into the details of which
if
order.
It's first.
Okay, let's put that aside for a few moments. What's the halacha? What's halacha? Just a general halacha. Generally speaking, if you have a double machshava, there's no machlekes. Generally speaking, everyone agrees that there is
Let's say the same time.
Let's put aside order. Generally speaking, if you can prove to me that in this one carbon there are two problems,
it's not pigle.
Because pigle is very selfish. If you want it to be pigle, that's it. I steal the show. I steal the show.
Fix the carbon part of the pigle.
Possibly, if you can. If you go and you have machshava chutz l'zman and you're able to now hop around another problem, so then since you've taken away the limelight from the pigle, you've saved it from pigle. You're right. Because when is pigle triggered, it comes at the very end. Shchita kabal roch zrika. So if you can hop around another problem in the meantime, then you'll save it from becoming pigle.
Until the end, I think it's not pigle.
Well, you've set it up. You've set it
Let's
up to failure.
Shchita, I wanted to do it 2 days later.
What?
Let's say the shchita, I thought I gave you chutz l'zman.
Yes, so now you're in trouble. No, not yet. The pigle is not chal until you do the zrika.
Zrika is what finalizes.
Finalize it. You've set it up for failure. I want to hear the Machanach say, you're setting up the child for failure. You're setting him up. You had a machshava chutz l'zman by shchita. Is it pigle yet? No. If I eat the meat right now, mechayev no, because it's not yet finished. I have to proceed. Do kabbalah haylocha zrika. Oh, you did zrika, and you had by shchita machshava chutz l'zman. Oh, it's pigle. If you can now hop around in between another problem, so you'll save it from a din pigle. Okay, now we're getting into nitty gritty. Wait a minute. If you have two machshavas, one machshav for pigle, one machshav for chutz l'mekaymai, do we even let the chutz l'mekaymai enter into the realm? That's machlekes. According to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, which will be the same, is going to be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in this instance. Rabbi Yehuda is following Rabbi Meir that all tfois lashon rishon. What counts is first. If you had a machshav of chutz l'mekaymai, you'll never get rid of chutz l'mekaymai. You'll never get rid of it. In the mail, it's not going to be pigle. But if you had a machshav of chutz l'zman, that's it. It's all over. It's pigle. Oh, you had another machshav of chutz l'mekaymai, you're not going to take that into consideration. But the Rabbanan Sarv, the Rabbanan disagree. Who's the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan is a mayor. And what do they hold? They hold Afik Maradu of the Nitfas. You can hop around two machshavas. The other bechor avoid the ayir machshavas. Look, karamatik mitzvos. When I mean the loy havelay pesulach, we did the hard tzosk siv alma man the islay tefoy sloshen rishon. Now the one that says tefoy sloshen rishon. Now here's the point that we want to make. In this machlokes of machshava, when the rabban came along to argue, they made it very clear. It doesn't make a difference. Now, here's the part we're coming to. We need al gemara, even in one avoida. Okay, that's the part we need al gemara now. One avoida, shchita. I'm doing shchita, and while I'm doing shchita, it makes a difference. Man is like tefoy slashen rishon. I feel lechatzon islay. I'm in one avoida. And in this shchita, when I shecht one simen, before I start the shchita, I have the knife, and I make a declaration. I'm doing the shchita. Al menas tida kazayis chutz l'zman, and to eat another kezayis chutz l'mekaymai, and then you do the shchita. It's one avoda, not shchita kabbalah. It's just shchita alone. And in this one shchita, you make a double declaration, and then you do the ma'aseh shchita. And what do the rabbanim say? Tefoy slashon rishon. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Tefoy slashon rishon. Whatever you said first is what counts. If you said first zman, it's tegel. If you said first makom, it's makom. Tfoy sloshen rishon. Alma, man the islay tfoy sloshen rishon. I feel like I'll cut son islay. Do you say tuva yesh bezevach the polygraph Yehuda v'yamar le polygraph Yehuda? And Rabbi Yehuda says we go basar we go basa tzvois lashon rishon. We follow the first lashon. Now here comes the kasha. And Rashi now finishes up. Abaya said, "Mi savarta ein alishti the e mi savarta ein alishti to el lebsoif v'chodemach shavihi yesh na lishchita mitchila v'yatsoif v'goyim diyamar simin rishon chutz lezmanoi rishoni chutz lemekaymoi b'meir savar mefalgim the simin echad." Michlal, that's what Abaye says. Michlal de Rava de Oisre Meha, that was Abaye's answer. Michlal, so there will be a few more words and we'll explain. De Rava de Oisre Meha Svirle, Aliba de Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, de Eino Leshchita Elo Libesoif, Kulo Machshava Besoif Shchita Havai, Vahavile Chodo Machshava, and in this case, Vinim Lach Lekola Meimar, Tabishnei Zesim Kochoshe, Vafilu Hochi Polik, Vahain Darmin and Hocha, Lema Kosavi Acherim, Eino Leshchita Elo Besoif, Vachol Machshava Shchita, Loi Mahanya Elo Imkein Chishav Bigomra, Uche de Rava, Diamachos Maadaini Machloikis, Boimer Lechatsoim, Bimkain is the Ramir Ain Lashkit El Basaif, Achemar Ramir Hilka Bugmar Shkita Ain Shus Lemma Shnedvarm, Vehek the Hiktim Mulin La Railim, Besaif Shkita Mulim Chile Kula, Hiktim Arailim the Mulim Arailim Chile Kula Vahavale Kula Arlapasa. The point is, when Rabbi Meir asked the Kash on Abaye, there was a Machloikis there, this parallels Machloikis there in, by the case of Chutz Buzman Chutz Lemukaymoi, and Rabbi Meir proved from there, Eino l'shchita elo l'besoif, and therefore it's automatically going to be. Okay, so the Gemara is going to explain some of this in a few moments. Maybe we should read the Gemara. I'm getting confused, and the Gemara is going to bring out some of these points. So let's maybe we should go back and read the Gemara again. I have all the yiddish, and everything we see will be seen in the Gemara. So don't worry. Let's just read the Gemara back top of the page of the Gemara. What have we learned so far? Okay, let's take a step back. What have we learned so far? We learned in the Mishnah, we learned the Braisa that quotes the Shita of Acherim. What did Acherim say? If you shecht a Koyein shechts a Korban Pesach, and he has a double Machshava, I want to shecht it for Arelim and for Mulim. What did Rabbi Meir say? It all depends what he had first. If he had the machshava arelim first, it's no good. If the machshava for mulim was first, it's going to be good. This was the shita of Rabbi Meir. It all depends what kavana you had first. I have in front of me a Korban Pesach. I want to shecht this for two groups. For some of the members of the group are arelim, some of the members are mulim. Mulim are good. Arelim are no good. If it would only be for arelim, it would be no good. If it would only be for mulim, it would be good. Problem is in having kavanah for both, for arelim and for mulim. So what do we do in this situation? Along comes Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it all depends which one you said first. If I said first arelim, no good. If I said first mulim, it's good. What's the lamdis? Because the shchita is chal at the very, very last second. And the very last second, it's only possible to have one machshava. Which machshava will we apply? Whatever you said first, tefois, loshen, rishayim, uchi de rava. Diyomar rava, the rava said, in the shchita of a meir, adayin hi machlokes, even when you say lechatzoin, even when you say you want to divide, you want to do it half and half, it doesn't make a difference. Rava was the one that explained that we always say tefois lashon rishon no matter what. Adayin hi machlokes, even in a case where a person says, I want half to be for one halacha and the other half for the other, it doesn't make a difference. In the understanding of Rava, it's always going to take the first thing that you say and apply it across the board. Lefekach, therefore, Hiktim Mulim Arelim Mulim Chayli Arelim Loi Chayli, Hiktim Arelim Mulim Arelim Chayli Mulim Loi Chayli. Now, the Gemara explains, Omer Rabba, no, you're making a big mistake. Lo'oilom Kosavri Acherim Yeshna Lashkita Mitchilav Yatsoif. You know what? I'll tell you this new insight. The truth is, Rabbi Meir holds Yeshna Lashkita Mitchilav Yatsoif. You hold Yeshna L'shchita Mitchilav Yatsoif, so why can't we say then that the first part of the Shchita, the first Simin, will be L'shem, one group, and the second Sim will be for a different group, and then it'll be Kosher, because it's not going to be entirely L'shem Arelim. Part of the Shchita will be L'shem Mulim. See, if you hold Eina L'shchita Ela L'besoif, when is the Shchita Chal? The very, very last second. How much room is there in that very last second for a machshava to be chal? There's only enough room in a split second for one machshava to be chal. Which machshava will that be? We have no choice but to say the first machshava. But if you hold that shechita is not chal the very, very last second, the shechita is chal continuously, then there is enough room for multiple machshavos to be chal. So we can have one machshava in the beginning of shechita and another machshava at the end of the shechita. And if we have multiple machshavas, it's not entirely l'shem arelim. It's partially l'shem arelim, partially l'shem mulim, and then it's going to be a kosher karban. Is that clear? So therefore, the Gemara, let's say, l'olam k'sover acherim yesh l'shechita mitchilav yatsoif. If that's the case, why then does it make a difference between the order? The hocha b'maya skinan, going shagomar, a whole new case. Shagomar b'libo l'tarvayu, bein l'mulim bein l'arelim, but v'hoitzi piv l'arelim, v'hoi hispig l'ma l'mulim at shenigmar shchita b'arelim. It's a whole new kind of alluded case. It's ikachosim in asefer. The person had a double kavana. He said arelim and mulim, but he didn't get a chance to finish the second word until the shchita was already over. If before he would start the shchita, he would start with ma'aseh shchita, he would make a declaration, I want this to be for both, l'shem arelim and l'shem mulim, then it definitely would be a good shchita. It definitely would be good. But the case here is going where v'lohispik lema l'mulma ad shenigma shchita. He didn't get a chance. Lema l'mulim ad shenigma shchita b'arelim. He said, "I want to do l'shem arelim," and then he completed the full ma'aseh shchita, and then he said mulim. So what's the problem? The problem was my mind was not together with my mouth. I did one thing, but I was thinking something else. Subha plagi, tameh savar, loy be'in and piv libay shavim. You don't need to have both together. And the mela, it does make a difference. Rabbanan savri be'in and piv libay shavim. And because the only thing you had was, you said the word, tameh savar, loy be'in and piv libay shavim. And therefore, what? Let's see Rashi. The halech achar piv, the iko kulu arlo. You don't need your heart to be with you. The only thing that counts is what you said. And since you said arelim, it's done. Okay, it's completely done. And arelim, it's possible. And according to the Rabbanon, Rabbanon Tzavri be'inon piv libay sham. So since you're insincere, even though you said arelim, but you were thinking mulim, so as far as we're concerned, you have a double machshava. A double machshava counts, and it's going to be good. Okay, that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says this is impossible, because I'm going to show you that Rabbi Meir says we do require your machshava to be together on the same page as your dibur. Because Savra Meir Loi Bidan Pivli Bashavin Viraminu. Hamishav Elama Tuma Vilma Maisa. A person that's going to want to say Chuma, and he says Maisa. Knows he has in front of you grain. And you're deciding, should it be Chuma or should it be Maisa? And you have Kavanah for one thing, but you're thinking something else. According to Rabbi Meir, we take into consideration your Machshava. Hamishav Elama Tuma Vilma Maisa, or Maisa Elama Tuma, Oishaini Nichlas Make a Neder. Anak and enter Labayezeh, the Amar Lezeh. And then by mistake you point to a different house. or she'ini nemi lezev yama lezev. I'm not going to have benefit from Reuven, and you point to Shimon. Loi omar klum ad sheyu piv libo shavim. The mayor says explicitly that if you say something and it's not what you meant, your words do not count. So how can you give me an answer and tell me the case here is going with a person who said, I want this to be l'shem arelin, and you had kavana l'shem arelin and l'shem mulim. And we don't care that you had kavana l'shem mulim, since you said arelin, we only take into consideration what you actually said. And since you said for arelin, that's all that counts. We see it's not true. We do take into consideration. We do take into consideration what you're thinking. Elam Rabbi Abaye says, Reish of Yomar. So if we have a whole new answer, Reish of Yomar Simon Rishon Lemulim V'Simon Sheni Afla Reilam. Whole new answer. The first Simon you said Lemulim, which is good. Simon Sheni, the second Simon Afla Reilam. It's also good. Why? The besimin sheni nami pesichi bei mulim. We have the mixture of arelim and mulim. Seifa diyamar simin rishon le arelim simin sheni le mulim. The besimin rishon haloi pesichi bei mulim. There's no mixture of mulim. It's only arelim. Vamelat hamei. Dama, this is what Rashi mentioned. That's part of the sugi there. Rashi mentions over there the whole life in the case of Falgam Chatzimatir. Dama, the Falgam Chatzimatir. That one simin is significant. And since one simin was the shame arelim, that is enough to disqualify the carbon. Rabbanan tell Tamer Diyamri, ain't Falgam Chatzimatir. It's not significant. We don't take into consideration one simin. Since it's only one simin, it's not two. It doesn't make a difference. It's going to be a kosher carbon. Alright, so that concludes the Gemara. Let's review this outside the basic flow of the Gemara one more time. What we did over here in this Gemara. We started off with the Braisa of Acherim. Acherim is none other than Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said an incredible chiddush. We all know the halacha. You have a Karban Pesach, and you shecht l'shem arelim, it's no good. If you shecht l'shem mulim, it's good. Now we have a shaila where you shecht it for both, for arelim and for mulim. What is the halacha? Rabbi Meir said a chiddush. It all depends what you said first. If I said first arelim, no good. I said first mulim, good. What's the pshat? What's going on over here? So the Gemara's first suggestion is Rabbi Meir holds eino l'shchita ela l'besoif. That's the ershtazach. The moment of shchita that's critical is the very, very last moment. And at that very last moment, there's only enough room for one machshava to be chal. And which machshava is going to be chal that very one, the very last moment? The first thing that you say. Who is the one that says such a concept that we only have room for one thing to be chal? We're going to say tfoy sloshen rishon. It is the way Rava explained Rabbi Meir. Okay, that was the Gemara's answer. Now the Gemara did not like this answer. The Gemara said, you don't have to say this answer. If you want, you can say Yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'yatzof. And there's another reason why. You don't have to block in every mayor to say Eina l'shchita el l'besof. If you want, you can say mayor holds. We're reviewing the Gemara. We finished. Which review was chashing over these sedas. So we can really say mayor holds even after Yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'yatzof. And you can learn the case of the Mishnah, a whole new kind of alluded case, where the person said, arelim, and before he got a chance to say mulim, he already finished the shechita. So, b'shas, the shechita, he only came out of his mouth, arelim. But in his mind, he was being mechavein, arelim, and mulim. And being that yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'yatzof, there's enough room in the shchita for both of them to be chal. But a mayor holds the only only thing that counts is what comes out of your mouth. We could not care less what's in your mind. So even though technically speaking there's enough room for both machshavas tericha, because we're rejecting our premise of eina l'shchita el l'besoif. At this point in time, we are holding yesh no l'shchita mitzchil of yatzas. There's going to be a din shchita from the very beginning, and therefore there's enough room for multiple machshavas tericha. But you have to say it, and you never said it. You never articulated the double machshava. You only said one machshava for Arelin. Oh, but I was thinking Mulim also, and the proof is when I finished the Shchita, it came out of my mouth Mulim. Sorry, buddy, too little, too late. The moment when you did the Shchita, you only said Arelin. Very nice answer. The Gemara says the answer doesn't make any sense, because I'll prove to you that Rabbi Meir takes into consideration what you're thinking besides what comes out of your mouth. Just because you only said Arelin, if in your mind you were thinking Mulim, it's Ki'ilu you said Mulim. And the Meila, since at this point of the Gemara we are of the opinion, Yeshno l'shchita mitzchilo v'yatzoif, every moment of the Shchita is critical. There's enough room in your Shchita for multiple machshavas to be chal, so they're both going to be chal. And that we learn from the sugi of Meiser. Meiser, and tell a person who wants to separate Tum and Meiser, and he says the wrong thing, it's okay. We take into consideration what you're thinking. So we're backstocked. What's the answer? So the Gemara says, the final answer is, we're Shail of Mephalgim Chatzimati, where the first simin was only L'shem Arelim. Yeshna L'shchita Mitzchilo V'yatzoif. So we can break up the Shchit into two parts. The first simin and the second simin. And the first simin was what? L'shem Arelim. The second simin was L'shem Mulim. Is having a machshava on a chatzi matir. There are two matirim in the shchita, two simonim. Each one is a chamar chatzi matir. Having a machshava in one matir, in a chatzi matir, l'shem arelim, is that significant enough to the rule the karban? Yes. Ramel l'shitasai. Just like when it comes to pigle, if you have machshava of chutz l'zman on a chatzi matir, that's enough to ruin the karban. It's the same thing over here. If you have machshava on arelim and a chatzi matir, it's enough to ruin the karban. Rabbanan disagree. The Rabbanan say in mefalgim chatzi matir. You gotta look at the big picture. Since it's only a chatzi matir, we don't have to take that stock called the entire thing was l'shem arelim. We have also l'shem mulim. Therefore, it's going to be good. Okay, so that is Mer's maskana. The basic yesodos of the sugya of Meir, following Chatzi Matir, yesh l'shchita mitzvotzoif, ein l'shchita l'vosoif. When you have tfois lashon rishon, tfois lashon tfois after lashon sheni, abay and rava, lefi rava. So this is the Gemara's maskar. Okay, now let's go to the next mission. Next mission is a lot easier. Hashoychet is a pesach al chametz. A person shechts on pesach. And the shoychet has in his possession chametz. Okay, you have in your garage or in your kitchen a piece of chametz, and you do the ma'aseh shchita, are you chayv malchus? Hashoychet is a pesach al chametz, oiv b'lo yisaseh. You chayv malchus. You chayv malchus lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Perish the pasuk, lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi, the blood of my zevach. What's the zevach? The zevach simply means the carbon pesach. Don't do ma'aseh shchita. Hashech la pesach, hashech la pesach la chametz. Oyv b'lo yisaseh. Rabbi Doimer af hatomid. Not only the carbon pesach, even the tomid shel shachar, because it says al zivchi. Zivchi doesn't just mean the carbon pesach; it means any zevach. If you shach the carbon tomid ben harbayim erev pesach, and the one that does the ma'aseh shchita has in his possession chametz, he's chayiv malkos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af hatomid. Weiter, Rabbi Shimon says, a Pesach bi arba osor l'shmoy, chayiv, v'shaloy l'shmoy potter. Rabbi Shimon says, a Pesach bi arba osor l'shmoy is chayiv, v'shaloy l'shmoy potter. Okay, this is a basic halacha. Shalach and Pesach, l'shem Pesach, and you have chametz chayif. But v'shaloi l'shmoi, but if you shach the korban Pesach b'zman, l'shem shlomin, and you have in your possession chametz potter. Hushar kol azochim, bein l'shmon, bein shloi l'shmon potter, because it's not the korban Pesach. He learned that the word zivki means a kosher korban Pesach. Uv'moyed, what about chol hamoyed, after Pesach when he arrived, l'shmoi potter, if you shech the carbon Pesach, l'shem Pesach, you potter, because then it's a carbon shlamim. Shaloi l'shmoi, if you shecht it, l'shem shlamim, which means a kosher carbon, then chayif. Ushar kol ha'zvachim, bein l'shem, bein l'shem l'shmon, is chayif, chutz ben ha'chatos, except for carbon chatos, shashach to shloi l'shmo, carbon chatos, I was slaughtered, shloi l'shmo, achatos is the exception. It's the first mission of Sech Lezvachim. All chatos, Hashach Shlo Lashma, is going to be potter because it's not a kosher. So the basic insight is, if the carbon is a kosher or carbon, you chayif. If the carbon is not a kosher or carbon, then you potter. Memelo, when it comes to Karm Pesach, that Yishach L'shem Karm Pesach and Chol HaMoed, it's a postle carbon. It's a postle carbon, you potter for the law of having chametz. But if you shach the carbon Pesach shaloi l'shmo, then it's a kosher carbon. Because the carbon Pesach shach v'mechol amoy l'shem shlom is a kosher carbon. The male is a kosher carbon. Yichayiv malchus. U'shor kol ha'zvachim, the halacha is, kol ha'zvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shmo k'sherin el sh'ol l'bom u'shem choyba chutz min achatas. So every single carbon that shach the shaloi l'shmo is a kosher carbon. U'kol ha'zvachim bein l'shem v'mechol l'shmo is going to be chayiv. Okay, so that is the basic halacha. Bait Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish the Olam and Chayvat Shei Chametz for Shechet and Lazorek has to be the Shech and Lazorek has to be Olachem Lechabura Olachem Lechabura the Atshei Mo Ba'azara. The only time in Chay Malkus is what is that in Marif? Quarter two.
Yeah.
Where?
Upstairs.
What?
But he is not
a customer. Hi. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, my. Rabbi Shimon Lock, they ask you Chametz to the Shoichet, or to the Zorek, or in Liachem Mechavura, that Sheimai Be'azara, and the Chametz must be standing inside the walls of the Azara.
So it's not in his garage. It's
right. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Sishchat Al. Al means Besamuch, inside the Azara. Rabbi Yoichnan Amar, he disagrees. Even though it's not in the Azara, it's in his garage, that's good enough. The Maikom, what's the Machlokes? Elaim, about Baal Basamach, Kumibuki Machlokes, and Rabbi Shimon Lokes, about Al Basamach. Rabbi Yoichnan Amar, Loyali Loybin and Al Basamach. That cannot be the Machlokes. That's too simplistic. Because we learned this already, we're going to get the laws of a carbon toida. When you check the carbon toida, what happens? When the mice shechit of the carbon toida automatically gives kedusha to the 40 breads. When you bring a carbon toida, you bring with it 40 loaves of bread. The mice shechit of the carbon toida, and what happens to those breads? There's lina. You only can eat those breads one day and one night. When do those breads get kedusha, where the clock is ticking, you have to consume by tomorrow morning? That's when you do the mice shechita. The mice shechita is what gives kedusha to the breads. So what happens if the breads are not inside the Azara? The breads are outside the Azara. Do they get Kedusha? This is the same Achlekes. When it says, by Karban Toida, the breads get Kedusha, do they need to be inside the Azara or not? And the bread is chutz lachma chutz l'choyme outside the wall loy kodesh alechem outside the wall. Now what wall?
It's not absolut the carbon.
The carbon doesn't have the breads. No, it's not absolut the carbon. No,
because it's independent. Okay,
they're independent. So loy kodesh alechem my chutz l'choyme. What is outside the walls? What's the wall? The wall of the Azara or the wall of Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yochel Amar Chutz L'Chametz Beis Pagi, the wall of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, the outer extremity of Yerushalayim is the wall called the Beis Pagi wall. Aval chutz l'chaymas v'azor kaddish. It's good. Why? V'loy be'inan al b'samuch. You don't need the bread to be in the vicinity of the zevach. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, amafilu chutz l'chaymas v'azor l'loy kaddish alma bin al b'samuch. So therefore, we know this already. This is old machlokes.
So it can't be. That.
Can't be. That's what they're arguing. So what is machlokes? Ella be'asra safik. The machlokes is going to be be'asra safik. Kamivli. They argue when you go and you shacht. Okay, you shacht. Let's say the case going with the bread is. Let's assume the bread is. We do not know if you have bread. In other words, Ella. If we see the chametz by him, let's assume now that the going like the man the bread does not need to be inside the azar. Okay, let's assume that's not like this. I feel if you hold it al is loy besamuch, but we have no way of knowing if this person owns chametz inside his house. We know what's doing in his house. He's here shachting. We're warning you. Don't do the shechita. If you do the shechita, you're mechayev malchus because there are rumors that you have bread in your house. Do we know that he has bread in his house? There's no way for us sitting in the azara when he's doing the ma'isa shechita, have X-ray vision to see what's doing in his house in Yerushalayim to see that if he has bread in his house. There's no way for us to know. So the hasra is the hasra sofik. Generally, when you give hasra, you must be absolutely certain that what he's doing now is forbidden. The only reason why it's forbidden to shecht the Korban Pesach if he owns chametz, if he owns chametz. Do we know that he has chametz? Who knows? Maybe the people in his family, maybe someone came along and destroyed the chametz. We do not know for sure that he has chametz in his home. It's Hasra Safik. So that's the Shiloh. Is Hasra Safik Shema Hasra or Shema Hasra? Elav Hasra Safik. Probably most if that's the case, we already know that. A person makes a shvua. I will eat this loaf of bread today. And then he doesn't eat it. Is there any way we can give him malchus? There's no way because we don't know what's going to be later on. Maybe he will, maybe he won't eat it. You don't get malchus. Why not? How you chayav malchus? By not eating. Not eating is a lav shein by ma'isa. But there's another problem. B'shas he made the shvua. We do not know what is going to be. So it's a suffix as far as we are concerned. It's not vada that he will not eat the loaf of bread. We don't know what's going to be. It's hasra suffix. No, I don't hold that to be an issue. Hasra suffix shmo hasra. That's why the hasra suffix lo shmo hasra. Avalav shem ma'isa leikin alof. So it comes out of here. So it comes out that this machlekes that Asra Safik is an old machlekes. So the Gemara says, so we already know that. So the Gemara in Chanam, the answer is, the machlekes is, do we need Besamach or do we not need Besamach? Like we said originally, and what's your question? If that's the machlokes, do we need besamach? Do we not need besamach? We already learned the chod zimna, right? We learned this by the case of the toida. No utzricha. There is an additional chiddush being taught here that was not known in the previous case. The if ligu binyan chametz. If we only learn the machlekes of al besamach by the case of chametz, havmin by he who do am Rabbi Yochanan lo bin al besamach mishum the is the iser because chametz is an iser. The halach of the iser, wherever the chametz is, it is. Avlin mekadesh lechem loy kadosh ella b'fnim eima moed l'Rav Shimon Lakish to bin al besamach. Two different types of samach. When you're coming to give kedusha to bread. The bread must be inside the azara, just like the isa gavai kodesh v'iloi loy kodesh. Why? Here's the most critical raya. Midi the havi a clay shares, just like a clay shares, a clay shares. In order for something to get kedusha, it must be inside a clay shares. So the avir of The Choymas Azara is, so to speak, the Klishores, is the Mokon which gives Kedusha to the bread. So when it says in the Pasuk by the Lachmei Toide, that the Lachmei Toide only get Kedusha, the Mais, the Shchit of the Toide is what gives Kedusha to the bread. And it says the word Al, Alechem Toidov, there Al is Besamuch, because since we're coming to give Kedusha Saguf to the bread, in order for the bread to get Kedusha Saguf, it must be inside the wall of the Azara.
The map is something you need to put in a Kedusha?
Yes. If you want to give Kedusha to bread, yes, it has to be the Klisharis. Yes. Generally speaking.
So you're making the Klisharis also?
Right, that also.
So
that
you
also
can't say this is for Hektish? That's not the same thing?
Well, there's Kedusha Saguf. In order for something to get Kedusha Saguf, it has to go into a Klisharis. Generally speaking, it has to be the Klisharis.
Let's say something too big to go into a Klisharis.
No such thing. What do you mean too big? No such thing. And anything which is used for a carbon, flour, menachos, are all put into a Klisharis.
Yeah. And what about the wood?
What? You know, that does not need, I don't know the answer. I don't know the parameters of what needs a Klisharis.
What?
You don't need it. It gets Kedusha Saguf. Get Yimakosha. But the point of the area is that maybe there's a Svarit to say there are two different types of Al. There is Al for the Isser Deraisa, or Sishchat Al Chometz Dam Zitchi. And then there's an Al of giving Kedusha to the Lechem. So maybe we can be Mechalik. When it comes to give Kedusha to the Lachmi Toida, their Al means Besomuch Mamish, because we're giving the bread Kedusha Saguf. And when you want to give something Kedusha Saguf, it has to be in a certain Mokoin. Just like when you want to be Mekadesh something in the Klishare, so too, if you want to be Mekadesh the Lechem must be in the Azara. But when it comes to be over on an Isser of Le Sishchat Al Chometz Dam Zivchi, it is no din Kedusha Saguf, it's a question of Isser. Do you own Chometz or do you not own Chometz? It doesn't make a difference where the Chometz is located, then we can be lenient. That's why Let's say the Sheikhet does not have, but one of the Bnei Chabura owns Chametz. Is the Sheikhet, here Lam Shashayla, is the Sheikhet going to get Malkus because of this person's Avera? Until now we discussed a simple case. The Koyin was the Sheikhet owns Chametz. Right? The Koyin, it's not my carbon, not my business. Not my business. It's your carbon. It's your carbon Pesach. I'm just providing a service. You with me? I'm a Sheikhet. I'm a Koy. I'm doing the Shechita. I own Chametz. Here it is. Here's my lunch. Bread. I'm doing the Shechita. The Sheikhet is Chayiv Malkus. Yeah? Let's say the Sheikhet is doing the Shechita. He doesn't own any Chametz. But one of the people in the Chabura owns Chametz. And I know that. And I don't care. I know that you own the Chametz. You own the Chametz. I'm doing my Shechita. Is the Sheikhet going to be Chayiv because someone in the Chabura owns the Chametz? That's our Shail Bon Nir Avishim. Ein Shach Ladesh Lachim 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 Your chametz, loy sishchat al chametz. Anyone's chametz, you chayiv. Amalei yachafu lechem b'sef ha'olam nami. Even if the chametz is owned by someone in the world, amalei amakro loy sishchat al leisiv loyalin. Loy sishchat al chametz hanach dekam yalei mishum loyalin. No, it only depends on the people that are in the din of loyalin. The pasuk is makish the shechita to the lina. Who is shachin lina in Noisar? The Bnei Chabura. Only by those people does it make a difference.